Let me hit you with another response. Because I think you need some enlightening, another Bible renaissance. I hear the words y'all are saying that paint a fancy picture. What you should be doing is backing it up with Scripture. Because I see a lot of you tearing the Bible apart, thinking that at Pentecost is when the body of Christ starts. You see, things that are different cannot be the same. We need to study as a workman who needeth not to be ashamed. Paul is our apostle, in which he magnifies his office. And if you think that was Jesus, then you would be remiss. Paul says Jesus was a minister under the circumcision, which tells us right there that there is some division. You see, all the Bible is for us, but not all of it is to us. Otherwise, I should see an ark in place of that full-grown forest. But you're not Noah, and that's just plain to see. So why do you think the law saves like a Pharisee? But there's something Paul brought up that isn't so plain to see, and it was hid before the world began. It's called the Gospel of the Mystery. If you want to read ahead, just look at Ephesians. Chapter 3, verse 10 will give you all of God's reasons. You see, it's in Paul's books we find the way to salvation, which is now open to all because of Christ's propitiation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, don't believe in vain, because Jesus died for our sins and for our justification was a gain. But back to rightly dividing, because a lot of you are misapplying. Scripture is not written to you, so the truth you end up denying. Jesus says forgive so that you can be forgiven. Paul says forgive because you've already been forgiven. There are sins Peter can remit or retain, but we know for us, the Lamb was slain. Do we need to confess our sin to obtain forgiveness? For John, yes. For Paul, no. For Jesus' blood is the connecting isthmus. So now we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. This was revealed to Paul in Acts 9, where the current dispensation begins. Are we to be baptized, as Mark 16 requires, or did Christ send us not to baptize? It's an echo and earlier reprise. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. But is it now water or spiritual? 1 Corinthians says, by the Spirit, and this one is imperishable. Peter wants us to be baptized to receive the Holy Ghost. But for Paul, we get the Spirit upon belief, and this is his boast. Are we justified by works or by faith alone? Romans 4:5 says the latter, but James would have us atone. Not only does James preach faith made perfect by works, but he also says the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. Paul says we are foolish to think that beginning with the Spirit could be completed by works of the flesh so quick. Doesn't Paul also say, we know not what to pray for as we ought, that the Spirit will make intercession without even a second thought? Does he answer our prayers before we even speak it? Or should we pray with all supplication, our outline being holy writ? And I know you all have heard that once you're saved, you're always saved. That's because our life is hidden God, and for that he deserves to be praised. You see, it's not our works that save us, it's what Jesus did on the cross. But some people still don't get it, like food in the teeth without flaws. Every sin you'll ever commit was forgiven on that day, when Christ shed his blood for all, which left Satan in disarray. For no one knew the plan God had to sacrifice his son at Calvary, and his death is the only thing God accepts, no matter how much you act towards him with flattery. But back to what is different about the words spoken between Jesus and Paul. Prophecy says the Gentiles' blessing comes through Israel's rise, while Romans 11 says it's through their fall. Jesus also says that salvation is of the Jews, but Paul says salvation is for all, for Gentiles like me and you. Now please don't get me twisted, Gentiles could always get salvation, but they had to keep the Passover, be circumcised, and live among the nation. But now the path has changed, Jesus' blood was shed for all. Gentiles are now fellow heirs, which we know only because of Paul. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, but my citizenship is in heaven and secured better than Fort Worth. You see, we're given all spiritual blessings, but they lie in heavenly places. And these blessings do not depreciate, because in Christ they're in perfect spaces. Are there people chosen by God who have the power to heal? Or is there something we can do, like drink wine at evening meal? I know all these things because I speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. But if I said these things before Paul, it would have been contradictory. Now there are many more differences that I could spell out, but you should search the scriptures. It's what being a Berean is all about.